This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. And I am back with my next guest, Dan Flanagan, and the name of his book is On Lonesome Roads, and it is book three in his Peter O'Keefe series. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Okay, well, I always love to talk to lawyers. I spend half my life talking to lawyers. And why is it? I hate to say this.
Some would say that's because you've done something wrong in a past life.
Well, I don't know. I did some stupid things in the current one, I guess, is more like it. But I have, actually, I have paid for a Porsche for one lawyer. So, but I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous that not only are you a lawyer, now you're going to make a little fortune here on this wonderful series, because I think it's great. Peter O'Keefe is an unusual private investigator, and you have had yourself a rather unusual career as a finance, banking, and bankruptcy lawyer, and you've put it into your stories where we're talking about the 1980s, and... Wow, quite an idea that you came out with the entire story about Peter O'Keefe. So tell us about him.
This begins in 1986. He's in his mid-30s by then. He's a Vietnam veteran with some significant scars from that experience. He's also had way too much involvement with alcohol and cocaine, but he's... and his best childhood friend, a lawyer named Michael Harrigan, kind of picked him up out of the gutter and said, I'm going to make a private detective out of you, see if you can make something out of your life. And so he's struggling, as he puts it, to make himself into a useful person here. And I can't help himself but getting into some pretty serious adventures along his way.
And, of course, we're talking in the 80s, in that period of time. I don't know that we can limit greed and corruption to that period, so it's spilled over. But you certainly grasp it and make the most of it.
Thanks. And this period starts in 86, but my goal for this series is to take these characters, O'Keefe and the people in his orbit, and the ones that get added in the future, and maybe some that sort of take over some of the narratives and so on, and really write a history of our time, sort of get up as close to the present day as I can. Through this series. So we've only begun, although the third book I've only managed to get to 1988, but I intend to keep going.
Well, I think it's a great idea, because you have plenty of stories along the way. But
yes.
Looking back at 88, well, where do we start here? There's so much. One thing I have to right away say, you know, when people learn, you know, to understand Peter and you start to care about him, and we have, you know, the situation where he's been gone through a bombing himself, which you can explain. But I can't tell you how much I was so happy that he found a nice house. You know, this is the woman in me.
That's great.
I was worried about him, and I so wanted him to have a nice place to live. So I tell you, so that's why I want to tell people that this book, you know, you have corruption and you have crime, but it also, you have a lot of heart in this book. So I think all women will enjoy it. You have his daughter. So this makes it, this is not a book just for men. These are books, really, women will love these books too.
I am very happy to hear you say that. And unfortunately, I forgot to emphasize, let's call it, the domestic aspects of his life. But he is divorced, although you can see that relationship perhaps getting restored someday. But he has an 11-year-old in the latest book, daughter, and they have a significant relationship, and the daughter even has her own pretty substantial subplot in this new book. So I hope to. I don't know how I'm going to get women to read these books, but I sure hope they do. I just had a local little book club meeting with all women who, it seemed like they enjoyed it. So I hope.
Well, I will tell you that C.J. Box has been on my program many times, and he also included in his are thrillers, and he included from the beginning his wife and one of his daughters, and she's grown up through the series as he's been going now for quite a few years, and she's grown up. We've watched her grow up, and women readers flock to these books. The stories are good. I mean, all women, you know, a lot of women, of course, read cozy mysteries, but a lot of women love. I mean, that's why, you know, not only men read Lee Child. It is women, too. And so the thing is, it is when I read this and when I, you know, got to know Peter and care about Peter, as you said, he had a rough life. He wasn't exactly the best, you know, role model to begin with, but with the wife, the ex-wife now, and of course Kelly, who you can carry through until she's 30 years old, you have a series that can keep going, you know, and she'll have grandchildren. So C.J. Box has done it. Half of his readers are women, so you can do it too, because you write in a way that is strong, yet with this kind of gentle portions of it that will warm women's hearts. They'll love this book.
I appreciate that. I'll keep at it.
Yeah, mention it, you know, in your promos too, because this is a wonderful story.
Super.
Okay. Super. So, I've given you some great advice, and if C.J. Box can do it, so can Dan Flanagan.
Yeah, and he has to overcome even the fish and game thing.
Yeah,
in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah, he does. That's not easy, because some women don't like that at all. Now, of course, I've been fishing since I was 2 years old, so I love that part of his book. But half of his readers are women, and the same thing. You market this to women like crazy, because it is that. You have these heartwarming parts. I like Kelly very much. But now let's get to some of the nitty-gritty part. But women like it too. As I said, if they read Lee Child, they'll read this, because he bashes everybody's head against the car. So tell us about the basic storyline here. Who's corrupt in this story? A lot of people.
Yes, we start with the first in the series, Mink Eyes, which is a mink farm Ponzi scam in a place, let's call it like the Missouri Ozarks, and he investigates that, and that leads him into all kinds of places, but he gets in trouble with the mafia in that book. And the next two, a lot of them, not all of them, are sort of him getting in deeper trouble and then extracting himself or trying to extract himself from it. In the second book, The Big Tilt, one of his other childhood buddies is a candidate for mayor and corrupt real estate developer. Kind of guy who's also committed a date rape and a resulting pregnancy in his youth that he's gotten away with, but now is having to face a little bit of blackmail. And one of the themes is really that the decline of the traditional mafia in these years. Everything from the RICO prosecutions and the extensive wiretapping, but much of it because of all the things that they provided to the world that the world wanted, the world decided to legalize. Like, think, what would the mafia be without gambling? And all of a sudden you have in the 80s and 90s a legalization of gambling, you know, with the lotteries and so on. So I don't know if that speaks exactly to what you were looking for, but that's the main theme that runs through all three books.
Well, of course, you've seen it from the lawyer's perspective. You had to deal with a lot of criminals and scams. And
in the second book, Big Tilt, there's a whole trial that arises out of the a trial of his buddy Harrigan, who himself gets in trouble, that arises out of the savings and loan scandal, which just dominated the 80s and the financial, in the early 90s in the financial. Damn near broke the country.
Well, when you get to 2008, I can be your technical advisor because we had a mess here in Florida, I can tell you. That was quite a mess. But in the new book, On Lonesome Roads, tell us about what is happening. What, you know, we have Peter's recovering. What happened to him?
Yeah, he was the victim in the previous book of a car bomb. And everyone other than him, and maybe a couple people in the police force that knew better, assumed that it was the local mafia that did that to him. But and that made his life impossible because nobody wanted to be around him, be the potential target of the next attack. His former wife would only let him see his daughter, rightfully so, with a police or a security guard, and in that kind of environment. So, but he thinks that it was another source who was trying to kill him with that bomb. So he sets out on sort of a dual mission. One, if it was the mafia, he wants to negotiate a deal with them. So he ends up hooking up with the big mafia chief who's died recently in prison, his daughter, who's become sort of co-head of the local mafia. And then on the other side, he's investigating the other strand of what he thinks really happened, which the source of that is in a local strip club with a bunch of low-life characters in that he's run into. And meanwhile, Kelly, his daughter, is facing the possibility of a new stepfather, which she doesn't want any part of and really suspects that he's a bad guy. And so she starts her own sort of Nancy Drew-like investigation, although just think of an 11-year-old in the 80s and trying to be in reality, not in some kind of fantasy world, of trying to figure out the background of somebody she doesn't think is on the up and up. And so those are the strands of this story in the current book.
Well, that's why it's so interesting, and I love Kelly's involvement. I love that. I love that storyline, and that's what makes the book fascinating. You have layers to the story, so it's not just, you know, one story. There's parallel stories that make the book a fun read. I think you've done a terrific job, and I look forward, because I know that we have plenty of corruption as we go along. When you get to the some of the things that happened in 2008, I am already looking forward to that. Between the stock market and the scams and the terrible things that went on here in Florida, You have lots of material. You're a great writer. It's really, of course, so many lawyers have become great novelists because you have a natural way with language, and so you're a fine writer, and I really enjoy it. And Dan, I want to thank you for being on Joy on Paper today, because I think it's going to be a great series, and just as eventually, once there were enough books, they turned Jack Reacher into a television series. I think you could get a television series out of this, because I like him. I just like Peter O'Keefe. And I think once you have that strong character, and all, as you said, all the people around it, really strong characters for him to work with, you have a winner here.
Well, thank you very much. That inspires me to get back to work on the next one.
That's it. You have to keep going, because it's something that you have to build up. I think you'll get it, because this is a character that I would like to see on television. And so I want to, again, thank you. What's your website?
It's just Dan Flanagan Books.
Okay, Dan Flanagan.
And the odd part is Flanagan spelled in a
with an I.
Way. It's Flanigan.
Yeah, you
put Dan Flanagan Books.
You put the I in Flanagan.
Yeah, well, actually, that's a story in itself. We think they made a mistake when they arrived at Ellis Island. It should have been an A, but whatever.
They made a heck of a mistake with my grandfather's name. I won't even tell you what they. It was pretty horrific. We had years and years to overcome that one. It's called On Lonesome Roads. It's a great read. And then when you read this one, get mink eyes. By the way, minks used to always scare me. They had a mink ranch not far from us, and they used to terrorize us kids. It was like a thing. If the minks escape, they're going to eat you. So as a kid, we were terrified of the idea of a mink. But it's a great book. And so you have three wonderful books here: Mink Eyes, Big Tilt, and the newest book is On Lonesome Road. And everybody, you will really, really, and all you women out there, you will like Peter O'Keefe. If you like Reacher, you're going to like Peter O'Keefe. That's the way to work it. When you talk to people, if you say if you like Reacher, you like Peter O'Keefe. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate that.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Bye, Dan. It's great talking to you.
Bye.
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 Okay. Yeah. You know, that's what I like. It's just like as I was saying with C.J. Box. I mean, I love his stories. I love his action. All of that. And I like all the hunting part. And I like especially when he talks about fishing. But women like action. Definitely. Get this book. Bye-bye.